simply read from Srila Prabhupada's purports, like that. I mean, we could, yeah, so that when I read, because I... What you want to do?
Minimize the sidebar, so you can at least get a little bigger size.
You want to do it?
Yes.
I think it's better if you can... Oh, all right. If you can see it on the screen, not only that, because, you know, I don't have the Yankee Doodle accent, so some of you may not really catch what I say, so forgive me for that. All right, so I believe this is from Chant and Be Happy. Please chant. In this age of Kali, everyone is perplexed by so many inconveniences, social, political, and religious, and naturally no one is happy. Due to the contamination of this age, everyone has a very short life. There are many fools and rascals who advise people to adopt this way of life or that way of life. But real liberation from life's perplexities means preparation for the next life. Tatha dehantara praptir dhirastatrana muyati. One should be situated in his spiritual identity and return home, back to Godhead. The simplest method for this is recommended herein by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should constantly chant the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Krishna Consciousness Movement is recommending this process all over the world. We are saying, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, be freed from all the complexities of life and realize Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Engage in His devotional service and perfect your life so that you can return home back to Godhead. A glimpse of what it really means to chant and be happy. Lord Chaitanya to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai. By performing congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, one can destroy the sinful condition of material existence, purify the unclean heart, and awaken all varieties of devotional service. The result of chanting is that one awakens his love for Krishna and tastes transcendental bliss. Ultimately, one attains the association of Krishna and engages in his devotional service, as if immersing himself in a great ocean of love. 14 good reasons to chant, so you'll be happy now. 1. The holy name counteracts the effects of Kali Yuga. In the Kali Santarana Upanishad, it is stated, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Iti Sodashakam Nam Ram, Kali Kalmasu Nashanam, Nata Parataropayaha Sarva Vedeshu Drishyate. The 16 words, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, are especially meant for counteracting the contaminations of Kali. To save oneself from the contamination of Kali, there is no alternative but the chanting of these 16 words. Even though all nefarious activities of the personality of Kali are present, there is a great advantage in the age of Kali. One can attain salvation simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thus Maharaj Parikshit made an organized effort to propagate the chanting of the Lord's holy name, and thus he saved the citizens from the clutches of Kali. It is for this advantage only that great sages sometimes wish all good for the age of Kali. Kalir dosha nide rajan astihe eko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanga param rajat. My dear king, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. If people take to this Sankirtan movement of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, they will certainly be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga, and the people of this age will be happy as people were in Satya Yuga, the golden age. In this age, when everything is polluted by the contamination of Kali, it is instructed in the scriptures and preached by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that by chanting the holy name of the Lord, we can at once be free from contamination and gradually rise to the status of transcendence and go back to Godhead. The offenseless chanter of the holy name of the Lord is as auspicious as the Lord Himself, and the movement of pure devotees of the Lord all over the world can at once change the troublesome face of the world. Only by the propagation of the chanting of the holy name of the Lord can we be immune from all effects of the age of Kali. It's the easiest way to control the mind. Number two, intelligence is supposed to direct the mind, but the mind is so strong and obstinate that it often overcomes even one's own intelligence, as an acute infection may surpass the efficacy of medicine. Such a strong mind is supposed to be controlled by the practice of yoga, but such practice is never practical for a worldly person like Arjuna. And what can we say of modern men? The simile used here is appropriate. One cannot capture the blowing wind, and it is even more difficult to capture the turbulent mind. The easiest way to control the mind, as suggested by Lord Chaitanya, is chanting Hare Krishna, the great mantra for deliverance in all humility. Number three, it grants liberation, freedom from material existence. Although chanting the holy name is good for both the conditioned and liberated soul, it is especially beneficial to the conditioned soul because by chanting it, one is liberated. When a person who chants the holy name is liberated, he attains the ultimate perfection by returning home back to Godhead. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one can obtain freedom from material existence. Indeed, simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one will be able to see the lotus feet of the Lord. Sukadeva Goswami to King Parikshit. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one can become free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. A disciple of Prakashananda Saraswati to an assembly of disciples. In this age of Kali, one cannot attain liberation without taking to the devotional service of the Lord. In this age, even if one chants the holy name of Krishna imperfectly, he still attains liberation very easily. The sages at Naimisharanya to Suta Goswami, living beings who are entangled in the complicated meshes of birth and death can be freed immediately by even unconsciously chanting the holy name of Krishna, which is feared by fear personified. The transcendental name of Krishna, even though uttered unconsciously or by force of circumstances, can help one obtain freedom from the hurdle of birth and death. Number 4. It makes us eager for service. If one is purified by following Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's orders, that is, by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one must certainly be eager to render service to the Lord. This is the test. When one engages enthusiastically in the Lord's service, it is to be understood that he is reaping the results of chanting the names of Krishna and Hari. Number 5. It frees us from sinful reaction. Haridas Thakur to Lord Chaitanya. Namacharya Haridas Thakur continued, "If one offenselessly utters the holy name, even imperfectly, one can be free from all the results of sinful life." Sukadev Goswami to King Parikshit. "Even if he be distressed or degraded, any person who chants the holy name of the Lord, having heard it from a bona fide spiritual master, is immediately purified. Even if he chants the Lord's name jokingly or by chance, he and anyone who hears a hymn are freed from all sins." The Vishnu Dutas to the Yama Dutas. "One who chants the holy name of the Lord is immediately freed from the reactions of unlimited sins. Even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully, this is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures." Sukadev Goswami to King Parikshit. "If one who is embarrassed by hunger, or who falls down or stumbles, chants the holy name of the Lord even once, willingly or unwillingly, he is immediately free from the reactions of his past deeds. Karmis entangled in material activities face many difficulties in the practice of mystic yoga and other endeavors to achieve that same freedom." The Vishnu Dutas to the Yama Dutas. "As a fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. If a person unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine takes that medicine or is forced to take it, it will act even without his knowledge, because its potency does not depend on the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one does not know the value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective." Number 6. "While enjoying this life, we can prepare for going back home. It is not possible in our human condition to understand the absolute supreme personality of Godhead completely. But with the help of Bhagavad Gita, the statements given by the supreme personality of Godhead and of the spiritual master, we can know him to the best of our capacity. If we can know him in reality, then immediately after leaving this body, we can enter into the kingdom of God. Krishna says, Tyaktva deham punarjanma naiti mam eti so Arjuna. After leaving this body, one who is in knowledge does not come again to this material world, for he enters into the spiritual world and comes to me. The purpose of our Krishna consciousness movement is to propagate this advanced scientific idea to people in general. And the process is very simple, simply by chanting the holy names of God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One cleanses the dirt from his heart and gains understanding that he is part and parcel of the Supreme Lord and that it is his duty to serve him. This process is very pleasant. We chant the Hare Krishna mantra, we dance rhythmically, and we eat nice prasada. While enjoying this life, we are preparing to enter into the kingdom of God in our next life. This is not a fabrication, it is all factual. Number 7. It protects us from ghosts and demons. The devotee of the Lord, because of manifesting godly qualities, is called a demigod, whereas the atheist is called a demon. The demon cannot stand the presence of Vishnu, the personality of Godhead. The demons are always busy in trying to vanquish the personality of Godhead. But factually, as soon as the personality of Godhead appears by either his transcendental name, form, attributes, pastimes, paraphernalia, or variegatedness, the demon is at once vanquished. It is said that a ghost cannot remain as soon as the holy name of the Lord is chanted. After consulting with his demoniac king ministers, Kamsa instructed a witch named Putana, who knew the black art of killing small children by ghastly, sinful methods, to kill all kinds of children in the cities, villages, and pasturing grounds. Such witches can play their black art only where there is no chanting or hearing of the holy name of Krishna. It is said that wherever the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is done, even negligently, all bad elements, witches, ghosts, and dangerous calamities immediately disappear. And this is certainly true of the place where the chanting of the holy name of Krishna is done seriously. Number 8. It helps us deal with fear. The material existence of our present status is full of fear. Out of the four problems of material existence, namely the food problem, the shelter problem, the fear problem, and the mating problem, the fear problem gives us more trouble than the others. We are always fearful due to our ignorance of the next problem. The whole material existence is full of problems, and thus the fear problem is always prominent. This is due to our association with the illusory energy of the Lord, known as Maya or external energy. Yet all fear is vanished as soon as there is the sound of the Lord, represented by his holy name as it was sounded by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the following 16 words. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We can take advantage of these sounds and be free from all threatening problems of material existence. The calves that were pasturing nearby entered into the deep forest, allured by new grasses, and gradually went out of sight. When the boys saw that the calves were not nearby, they became afraid for their safety, and they immediately cried out, Krishna! Krishna is the killer of fear personified. Everyone is afraid of fear personified, but fear personified is afraid of Krishna. By crying out the word Krishna, the boys at once transcended the fearful situation. My dear king, if you want to be fearless in meeting your death next week, for actually everyone is afraid at the point of death, then you must immediately begin the process of hearing and chanting and remembering God. If one can chant and hear Hare Krishna and always remember Lord Krishna, then he is sure to become fearless of death, which may come at any moment. Number 9. We can overcome bad habits. Lord Chaitanya to Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Rai, simply by chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna, one can be free from all undesirable habits. This is the means of awakening all good fortune and initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. Even if one is sinful and cannot give up sinful life immediately, if he chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with devotion and faith, he will certainly be free from all sinful activities and his life will be successful. Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. This is the blessing of Lord Ramachandra, who has appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Gaura Sundara. Number 10. It's free. We are not charging anything. We are not asking for fees and giving the people some secret mantra and promising them that within 6 months they will become God. No. This is open for everyone, children, women, girls, boys, old people. Everyone can chant and see the results. Number 11. It's universally applicable. Srila Prabhupada, our treatment is for the spiritual diseased person. When a person is afflicted with a disease, there are no distinctions between a poor man and a rich man. They are both admitted to the same hospital, just as the hospital should be in a place where both the poor man and the rich man can easily come. The location of the Sankirtan facility should be easily accessible to all. Since everyone is materially infected, everyone should be able to take advantage. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, as a great means of propaganda for spreading love of God. It is not that it is recommended only for Kali Yuga. Actually, it is recommended for every age. There have always been many devotees who have chanted and reached perfection in all ages. That is the beauty of this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not simply for one age, or for one country, or for one class of people. Hare Krishna can be chanted by any man in any social position, in any country, and in any age. For Krishna is the Supreme Lord of all people, in all social positions, in all countries, in all ages. Number 12. It can bring peace. This Sankirtan movement, started by the Society for Krishna Consciousness, is meant for creating Vaikuntha, the transcendental world that is without anxiety, even in this material world. The method is the propagation of the Shravanam Kirtanam process throughout the world. In the material world, everyone is envious of his fellow men. Animalistic envy exists in human society as long as there is no performance of Sankirtan Yajna, the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Therefore, if you want peace at all, you will have to change your consciousness into Krishna consciousness, both individually and collectively, by the simple process of chanting the holy name of God. This is a standard and recognized process for achieving peace in the world. We therefore recommend that everyone become Krishna conscious by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is practical, simple, and sublime. 480 years ago, this formula was introduced in India by Lord Sri Chaitanya, and now it is available in your country. Take to this simple process of chanting as above mentioned. Realize your factual position by reading the Bhagavad Gita as it is and re-establish your lost relationship with Krishna, God. Peace and prosperity will be the immediate worldwide result. Lord Chaitanya recommended that simply by glorifying the Lord's holy name, a tremendous change of heart can take place, by which the complete misunderstanding between the human nations created by politicians can at once be extinguished, and after the extinction of the fire of misunderstanding, other prophets will follow. When one chants or discusses the transcendental activities of the Lord, he immediately becomes non-envious. In this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else. But by vibrating or discussing the holy name of the Lord, one becomes non-envious and devoid of material hankering. Because of our envy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have become envious of all other living entities. When we are no longer envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there will be real peace, unity, and fraternity in human society. Without Narayana or Sankirtan Yajna, there cannot be peace in this material world. The Krishna consciousness movement is based on this principle. Chant the Hare Krishna mantra at every moment, as much as possible, both inside and outside of the temples, and as far as possible, distribute prasada. This process can be accelerated with the cooperation of state administrators and those who are producing the country's wealth. Simply by liberal distribution of prasada and sankirtan, the whole world can become peaceful and prosperous. Number 13, it counteracts scarcity. When there is a scarcity of grain, the government should follow the methods prescribed in the Shastra and approved by the Acharyas. Thus, there will be a sufficient production of grains, and food scarcity and famine can be checked. Bhagavad Gita recommends that we perform yajna sacrifices. By the performance of yajna, sufficient clouds gather in the sky. And when there are sufficient clouds, there is also sufficient rainfall. In this way, agricultural matters are taken care of. When there is sufficient grain production, the general populace eats the grains, and the animals like cows, goats, and other domestic animals eat the grasses and grains also. According to this arrangement, human beings should perform the sacrifices recommended in the Shastras, and if they do so, there will no longer be food scarcity. In Kali Yuga, the only sacrifice recommended is Sankirtan Yajna. In the present age of Kali, there will eventually be a great scarcity of water, anavrishti, for the general populace. Due to ignorance and the scarcity of yajnic ingredients, will neglect to perform yajnas. Srimad Bhagavatam therefore advises yajnai sankirtana praye yajantihi sumedasaha. After all, yajna is meant to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age of Kali, there is great scarcity and ignorance. Nonetheless, everyone can perform sankirtan yajna. Every family in every society can conduct sankirtan yajna at least every evening. In this way, there will be no disturbance of scarcity of rain. It is essential for people in this age to perform the sankirtan yajna in order to be materially happy and to advance spiritually. An intelligent person should try to spread Krishna consciousness through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and all the necessities of life will automatically follow. When the Hare Krishna mantra is chanted by many men together, the chanting is called Sankirtan, and as a result of such a yajna, there will be clouds in the sky. Yajnat bhavati parjanyaha. In these days of drought, people can gain relief from scarcity of rain and food by the simple method of the Hare Krishna Yajna. Indeed, this can relieve all of human society. At present, there are droughts throughout Europe and America, and people are suffering. But if people take this Krishna consciousness movement seriously, if they stop their sinful activities and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all their problems will be solved without difficulty. Unless we are prepared to perform the prescribed sacrifices, our supply of the necessities of life will be checked. Bhagavad Gita confirms that Lord Brahma created human society along with yajna, the performance of sacrifice. Yajna means Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and sacrifice means working for the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this age, however, it is very difficult to find qualified brahmanas who can perform sacrifices as prescribed in the Vedas. Therefore, it is recommended in Srimad Bhagavatam, yajnai sankirtana prayai, that by performing sankirtan yajna, and by satisfying the Yajna Purusha, Lord Chaitanya, one can derive all the results derived by great sacrifices in the past. King Prithu and others derived all the necessities of life from the earthly planet by performing great sacrifices. Now the Sankirtan movement has already been started by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. People should take advantage of this great sacrifice and join in the society's activities, then there will be no scarcity. If Sankirtan Yajna is performed, there will be no difficulty, not even in industrial enterprises. Therefore, this system should be introduced in all spheres of life, social, political, industrial, commercial, etc. Then everything will run very peacefully and smoothly. Number 14. We can be happy both materially and spiritually. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In Kali Yuga, if this Vedic Maha Mantra is chanted regularly and heard regularly by the devotional process of Shravanam Kirtanam, it will purify all societies and thus humanity will be happy both materially and spiritually. Krishna descends in this Kali Yuga in the form of His holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. If we chant offenselessly, Rama and Krishna are still present in this age. The kingdom of Rama was immensely popular and beneficial, and the spreading of this Hare Krishna movement can immediately introduce a similar situation even in this Kali Yuga. In this age of Kali, people endowed with sufficient intelligence will worship the Lord who is accompanied by His associates by performance of Sankirtan Yajna. Yajna must be performed, for otherwise people will be entangled in sinful activities and will suffer immensely. Therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement has taken charge of introducing the chanting of Hare Krishna all over the world. This Hare Krishna movement is also Yajna, but without the difficulties involved in securing paraphernalia and qualified brahmanas. This congregational chanting can be performed anywhere and everywhere. If people somehow or other assemble together and are induced to chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, all the purposes of Yajna will be fulfilled. The first purpose is that there must be sufficient rain, for without rain there cannot be any produce. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhavaha. All our necessities can be produced simply by rainfall. Kamam vavarsha parjanyaha. And the earth is the original source of all necessities. Sarva kama dugha malu. In conclusion, therefore, in this age of Kali, people all over the world should refrain from the four principles of sinful life: illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling. And in a pure state of existence, should perform the simple yajna of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then the earth will certainly produce all the necessities for life, and people will be happy economically, politically, socially, religiously and culturally. Everything will be in proper order. Maybe you all want to stand up a bit, stretch. Yeah? I also want to stand up. Thank you. roll your shoulders, you know. All of you been working on computers, so you have the computer look. So stretch out. Sit properly like Prabhupada says. Right? Okay. Stand on your toes, stretch your toes out. We are getting there soon. Okay. All right, let's continue. In Kali Yuga, which is full of Shudras and demons, the Brahminical culture is lost and can be revived only by the chanting of the Maha Mantra. Therefore, the Krishna Consciousness Movement or the Hare Krishna Movement has been inaugurated to revive Brahminical culture very easily so that people may become happy and peaceful in this life and prepare for elevation in the next. Through the popularizing of Hare Kirtan or the Sankirtan movement, the Brahminical culture and Kshatriya government will automatically come back and the people will be extremely happy. It is within our means to perform Sankirtan Yajna, which does not cost anything. One can sit down anywhere and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If the surface of the globe is overflooded with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, the people of the world will be very, very happy. 6 good reasons to chant so we'll be eternally happy. 1. We can remember Krishna simply by chanting the holy name. Krishna does not advise Arjuna simply to remember him and give up his occupation. No, the Lord never suggests anything impractical. In this material world, in order to maintain the body, one has to work. Human society is divided according to work into 4 divisions of social order: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. The Brahmana class or intelligent class is working in one way. The Kshatriya or administrative class is working in another way. And the mercantile class and the laborers are all tending to their specific duties. In the human society, whether one is a laborer, merchant, administrator or farmer, or even if one belongs to the highest class and is a literary man, a scientist or a theologian, he has to work in order to maintain his existence. The Lord therefore tells Arjuna that he need not give up his occupation. But while he is engaged in his occupation, he should remember Krishna, Mam Anusmara. If he doesn't practice remembering Krishna while he is struggling for existence, then it will not be possible for him to remember Krishna at the time of death. Lord Chaitanya also advises this. He says, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One should practice chanting the names of the Lord always. The names of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. So Lord Krishna's instructions to Arjuna to remember me and Lord Chaitanya's injunction to always chant the names of Lord Krishna are the same instruction. There is no difference because Krishna and Krishna's name are non-different. In the absolute status, there is no difference between reference and referent. Therefore, we have to practice remembering the Lord always. 24 hours a day by chanting His names and molding our life's activities in such a way that we can remember Him always. Krishna is the origin of Lord Vishnu. He should always be remembered and never forgotten at any time. All the rules and prohibitions mentioned in the Shastras should be the servants of these two principles. This verse is a quotation from the Padma Purana. There are many regulative principles in the Shastras and directions given by the spiritual master. These regulative principles should act as servants of the basic principle. That is, one should always remember Krishna and never forget Him. This is possible when one chants the Hare Krishna mantra. The more one chants the names of Krishna, the more he becomes attached. The service by Shravana and Kirtana, hearing and chanting about Krishna, is the beginning. The next process is Smarana, always remembering Krishna. When one is perfect in chanting and hearing, he will always remember Krishna. In this third stage, he becomes the greatest yogi. To remember Krishna, one should chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, incessantly following in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya, being more tolerant than the tree, humbler than the grass, and offering all respect to others without requiring respect in return. In such a way, one will be able to depart from the body successfully, remembering Krishna, and so attain the supreme goal. The first class yogi is he who always thinks of me. One should always remember that Krishna is within his heart and think of him. This is the proper system of meditation. If we always chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we will always remember Krishna, and immediately the form of Krishna will be awakened within our hearts. The process of always thinking of Krishna is the process of Krishna consciousness. Number 2. The holy name revives our dormant, eternal Krishna consciousness. Pure love for Krishna is eternally established in the hearts of the living entities. It is not something to be gained from another source. When the heart is purified by hearing and chanting, the living entity naturally awakens. Since Krishna consciousness is inherent in every living entity, everyone should be given a chance to hear about Krishna. Simply by hearing and chanting Shravanam Kirtanam, one's heart is directly purified, and one's original Krishna consciousness is immediately awakened. Krishna consciousness is not artificially imposed upon the heart. It is already there. Krishna is completely spiritual and He is also absolute. Therefore, His name, form, qualities and paraphernalia are also spiritual. Due to material conditioning or material bondage, we cannot presently understand what is spiritual, but this ignorance can be removed by chanting Hare Krishna. If a man is sleeping, he can be awakened by sound vibration. You can call him, "Come on, it's time to get up." Although the person is unconscious, hearing is so prominent that even a sleeping man can be awakened by sound vibration. Similarly, overpowered by this material conditioning, our spiritual consciousness is presently sleeping. But it can be revived by this transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So we will rest here and let Maharaj prepare for the next part. Thank you very much for patiently listening to me. Hare Krishna.